16th of June 2018. Tourist tax. New Zealand has a population of about 4.7 million people. Last year, we had more than 3 million visitors. That's a lot of visitors for our small population. Many communities in places like Franz Josef, Akaroa, Tongariro struggle to provide facilities like a good water supply and sewage system and sufficient parking. The previous government talked about a possible tourist tax 2 years ago, but nothing was done. Now, this government is planning to add a tourist tax by the second half of next year. The reason for the delay is partly to give people in the industry a chance to express their opinions, but also because it will take time for the technology to become available. The tax would be added when visitors apply for a visa or when they apply for an ETA, Electronic Traffic Authority. Many countries already have an ETA and a tourist tax. The suggested amount is between $25 and $35. It would apply for visitors who are here for less than 1 year. Australians and Pacific Islanders would be exempt because we have a special relationship with these countries. There would be no charge for children under two or for those on business visas. The tax should bring in between $60 and $80 million and would be split between infrastructure and conservation. Infrastructure includes more toilets, especially in remote areas, more parking, more waste disposal, including sewage, more water for places with a shortage of water. Conservation spending could be spent on more tracks and huts for visitors to enjoy our forest areas. Many of our tourists are attracted here by access to our natural environment, like forests, lakes, and mountains. The Mayor of Queenstown Lakes District believes that a bed tax is a better idea for their area. This popular area has a large number of hotels and accommodation catering for tourists. A bed tax would bring in extra income, which could be used to provide cheaper accommodation for workers. Tourism is now our largest export earner, now with dairy number two.